Hi there, I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Maria, and we're hosting the Humans of K-Park podcast.
On this podcast, we'll be talking with different students and staff about what's going on in their lives and what makes them unique.
Each podcast will be totally different depending on who is the featured guest.
Tune in to listen to stories from the people at K-Park.
Good morning, everyone. We're here with Louis Rodriguez.
Hi.
So today we're doing a podcast on his life on Silver Stars. What is your title with Silver Stars?
I am the line sergeant. So it's like basically the captain of the JV team, per se. I don't have that big of a responsibility, but at the same time it is. So yeah, it's fun.
What does your job entail?
Usually like helping run or clean dances. And if she's not there, just running the dance and cleaning it or having something else in mind. Like if we have a substitute, she usually leaves notes, but the sub will usually just sit out and I'm running the class. So that's pretty much it. It's just being her wingman, per se. Just being her personal little assistant, basically.
Okay. How did you first get involved in Silver Stars?
I was in the dance class for my first year because I was like, why not? And then I met Ms. Vaughn, and Ms. Vaughn needed studs, and no one wanted to sign up, and I felt bad. So I was like, okay, I'll sign up. And then that's how I got involved with Silver Stars. I remember my first game and everything. And it wasn't something new to me because my mom was on a drill team and she was on the same drill team as Ms. Vaughn, our director. So it was like not anything new. I already knew about drill team and how that life works. So yeah.
Do you wish you were in varsity?
No, actually not really, because I feel like if I was in varsity, I wouldn't have stand out as much as I do now and I wouldn't be in the position I have now. And I feel like I am allowed to grow more rather. And JV, rather than if I was in varsity, because those things are already expected. Rather in JV, you're really allowed to work on those things and really focus on what you need to do to grow as a dancer, rather than just being thrown a dance and then expected to know it.
How does it feel being the only boy on the team?
It has a lot of downsides, not gonna lie, because I get kind of lonely, but it is really nice because no one can compare me to anyone else because I am a boy, so I am biologically different. Like, y'all can lift your legs all the way up to the heavens, and I physically cannot because my hips are so small. So I can only compare myself to my own progress, and I really like that.
How would you describe your years in Silver Stars?
Stressful. We do a lot of things, and they entail a lot of detail as well. And Ms. Vaughn likes to have everything perfect, and I'm also very much a perfectionist. So, yeah, it's very stressful in a way. I mean, it's very fun and rewarding, but still, we like to do everything correctly, and we usually like to do it once, and so that one time needs to be perfect.
How is this year's team different from last year's team?
Well, one, it's very much smaller because of COVID. Not a lot of people tried out. I don't think a lot of people even knew about the tryouts. So we really had to cut down on sizes as well as practicing and wearing the mask and everything. Like, we'll really only run the dance three times because we have to wear a mask while doing it. And you're really out of breath. But I feel like since it is smaller, it's more intimate. We're all a little bit more closer, even though we don't have that line camp, experience to really mold us together. But I feel like I really like this team this year. I feel like we also really much know each other. And as a senior on the team, I feel like I really know everyone, and it's really nice. Like, just, I felt like having a bunch of little sisters, basically.
During the past 4 years, what has been the biggest highlight and why?
Being line sergeant, because I really wanted to make my mark at school. Like, I've always wanted to do something that people remember me by, and being the first boy on the team, let alone being the first boy to complete Silver Stars and having the leadership position, would really be nice. So that's something I really enjoy.
What has been the team's strength?
I don't think it's more of a strength, but I think it's more of a trait. But I would say that we're not afraid to try things. Like, we are willing to do anything she asks. If she says, oh, try this, double turn into Calypso, into a something else, we will go ahead and just do it. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't, then that's okay. I feel like that's something that's really, we're able to push ourselves past our limits and discover new things about ourselves.
Which dance has been your favorite so far and why?
Our team jazz, because our team palm, I mean, it was good last year, but, you know, it's palm, not really that exciting, just different formations and shimmery pom-poms. But this year, we have a lot of skills. We have a whole turn section in our dance. We have many different forms, and I feel like it really calls for a different set of skills.
What has been the biggest challenge, and how has everyone worked to be overcome it?
I feel like the biggest challenge is having virtual and in-school kids on the team, because we have practices during like the school day for the class period, and not everyone will be there, so you can't really like do much of a cleaning during practice, so it's mostly just running the dance. Whereas after school, we usually have everyone missing at least one or two people, not often, but you know, we have our days. So it really like challenges us, because not everyone's here, so you don't know what to really work on or like what to clean exactly or how the form's gonna look until you have everyone in. Having kids like in and out of school, it just makes that difficult, really.
What do you think you'll miss the most about Silver Stars when you graduate?
I would say the feeling of being in a family. Because like I said, I feel like I have a bunch of little sisters. At the same time, I'm not going to have that in college, you know, because dance in college is you're on your own and you're working on yourself rather as being on a team and having other people cheer you on and stuff. So I feel like I'll miss that the most.
What have you learned most about the girls in this year?
I've learned that they were really robbed of their high school. Like, first, a lot of the girls this year are, like, rookies. So I feel like they're really robbed of their, like, high school experience. And I feel bad because I did not like my freshman year very much because it was very stressful and it was new. But at the same time, I felt like I've learned a lot and they're not getting the same experience. So I don't really pity them. I just feel bad.
What have you learned from being line sergeant and being in charge of the JV girls?
I've learned a lot of leadership skills. I also learned how to be a people person, because I really wasn't that, not going to lie. Just making friends was difficult, and, you know, being a leader and having to have that confidence was really hard for me. But being put in this position, I feel like that's really let me grow as a person and as a leader. So I feel like that's really good. That's what I've like learned so far.
What are your plans after high school?
I will be going to Sam Houston, and I was one of 30 kids to be accepted into their Bachelor's of Fine Arts dance program. So I will be doing that and hopefully staying for another 3 years to get a master's after that.
Who has helped you the most this year in Silver Stars, and in what ways?
I would say the person who helped me the most is Miss Austin, because I usually come to her for advice. Usually it's Miss Vaughn, but since she's always busy with varsity, I will come to Miss Austin, and she literally gives the best advice ever. So if you ever need some advice, go ask her. And I feel like a lot of the things that she has told me and taught me have really prepared for dance outside of just drill team and other things, as well as college and stuff.
How do you think being a part of the team impacted your high school experience?
I didn't feel lonely. I've never felt left out. I always felt like I was included. And I've always had people to back me up no matter what.
What advice do you have for others wanting to try out for Silver Stars?
I say go for it. You'll really surprise yourself during those tryouts, because that week will be a very hard week. But in that moment when you're trying out, when you get that rush of adrenaline, you will hit every split, every move, and do every turn that you could never think that you could ever do. But it just happens. So I'd say go for it.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Not that I can think of.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast.
Check out at K-Park Media on Instagram and Twitter to see more stories, photos, and podcasts.
Humans of K-Park is written, presented, and produced by Kathleen and Maria.